Hello.
Hello, this is Elisa returning your call from Total Auburn Tiger Travel. How may I help you?
Yeah, hold on just a minute.
Sure.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, how may I help you today? This is Elisa calling back from Auburn Tiger Travel. How may I help you today?
Yes, we're interested in getting the information about the Penn State trip.
All right. Okay. And so you're looking for which package were you looking at? Were you interested in? Or you just
Well,
wanted more information about
we
it?
wanted more information from you.
Okay. Did you have a specific question regarding that trip?
Yes, number one is where would we live in Cullman, Alabama, which is between Huntsville and Birmingham. What airport would we need to take? That's in the trip, the airline trip is included in the package, correct?
Okay. Right. We do have the one with the 3-night and the 2-night. All of our flights are going to come from Birmingham, out of Birmingham flying southwest.
Okay, Southwest.
Yes, ma'am. And
Out of
make sure that,
Birmingham.
yeah. Yeah, so the 3-night, it's going to 3-night air through Baltimore, I mean Baltimore, I'm sorry, Birmingham through Southwest, and the 2-night air is the same.
Okay, and how much is the 2 night and the 3 night?
Okay, so how many people will be in your party? Just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Okay, so for the 3-night air, that's going to be $1,278 per person. So that's $1,278 per person. That's for the 3-night air. And for the 2-night air, that's going to be $1,108 per person. And that will include the round trip air transportation from Birmingham to Baltimore via Southwest. You're going to have the round trip airport hotel transfer, so no need to find a ride from the hotel, I mean from the airport and back. 2 nights or 3 nights hotel accommodations, including taxes, admission to the Hershey Gardens or the Hershey Story Museum. And let me
Okay.
see. And then, of course, round trip hotel and stadium transfers. And then we also will have a pregame party adjacent to Beaver Stadium.
Okay.
Okay. The only difference
Okay.
between the two is just the extra night at the hotel. That's all.
Oh, okay. We want the 3 night.
Would you like to book that now with me?
Yes.
Yes.
Outstanding. Let me take care of you then. All right. So you are selecting the 3-night air package.
Yes, and the date again for that is
Okay. Let me go back and look real fast. I'm sorry. So for that one, we leave on the 16th and we depart back to Birmingham on the 19th for the 3 nights. So that's September
Okay.
16th through September 19th.
Okay.
All right. And let me go ahead and get you together. And may I have your last name, please?
Hawkins.
Yes.
And that's Hawkins.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And I do have a Hawkins in the system. What would be your first name, Ms. Hawkins?
Sam would be under Sam Hawkins.
And that, would that be Sam for Samantha?
No, that's Sam for Samuel.
Okay, let me see if I can
That's
find.
his name.
One moment, ma'am. Let me look. Because we did have a Samantha Hawkins. And let me see if I can find. Have you traveled with us before?
No.
Okay. Let me make sure. All right. So the first name is going to be Samuel, correct?
Yes. On the
And
card I'm about to give you, it just shows as Sam R. Hawkins.
Okay. On his driver's license, Ms. Hawkins, what would be what is displayed?
Is your driver's license, is it Samuel? I think it is. Yes, it is Samuel, Samuel Riley, Riley Hawkins.
Okay. And he would like to be known on his name badge as just Sam, correct?
Correct.
May I have his date of birth, please, Ms. Hawkins?
It is June 21st, 1939.
Okay. And may I have a home address, please, Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, 707 2nd Street Southeast, Coleman, Cullman, Alabama, 35055.
All right. And may I have a primary email address, please, Ms. Hawkins?
I'll give you mine. It is S, as in Sarah,
mm-hmm.
Beth, B-E-T-H, F-L-A-C-K, @gmail.com.
And a good contact phone number, please, Ms. Hawkins?
Okay, it is 256-347-9163.
Is that a home phone number or a cell?
Cell.
Okay, let me change
Give you a second, and I'll give you a secondary one.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead.
256-275-2269.
And that's a cell phone number as well, correct?
Yes. That's okay. My cell phone number.
No problem. All right. And let's see. Let me just confirm what I have. I have your first husband. I have your husband's first name as Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L. I have his middle name as Riley, and that's R-I-L-E-Y. And the last name, Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. And then I have his date of birth as June 21st. 1939. Your home address is going to be 707 2nd Street Southeast. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that is in Coleman, Cullman, Alabama, 35055.
Yes.
All right. Now for your email address, I have S as in Samuel, then Beth, B-E-T-H, and then S as in Sam, L-A-C-K. Is that correct?
No. F as in Frank.
Oh, Flack. I do apologize. So it's going to be S. Beth Flack. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me make sure I typed it in right. All right, so I have S-B-E-T-H, F as in Frank, L-A-C-K, @gmail.com.
Correct.
Then I have two contact phone numbers. The first one you provided will be 256-347-9163. And then the alternate is going to be 256-275-2269. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Outstanding. All right. And may I have your first name?
Okay. Sarah, S-A-R-A.
And your middle name, does that appear on your driver's license? Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, it does.
Is it Beth or is it Elizabeth?
Elizabeth. And I have not had my driver's license changed yet. We just got married in October.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last name on it is going to be Flack.
Not a problem. No problem.
But on my name tag, I don't want it to be.
You would like it to say Hawkins, is that correct?
Yes, because it is Hawkins.
Not a problem. I gotcha. And may I have your date of birth, please?
6/13/1950.
Okay. So you all have some birthdays coming up soon.
We do.
All right. So let me just confirm that I have everything correct. I have your first name is Sarah. Is that S-A-R-A-H?
No.
H. See, that's why I confirm. So I have Sarah, S-A-R-A. Your middle name is going to be Elizabeth. I have E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. And then the last name, F as in Frank, L-A-C-K. But I have your badge showing as Sarah Hawkins instead.
Right.
No problem. I have your date of birth as June 13th, 1950. And that's all I need on that page. Okay. All right. So let's go to the next page. So you are selecting a 3-night air package. We depart Birmingham on September 16th, and we return on September 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are, your flight accommodations is going to be on Southwest from Birmingham to Baltimore. Do you have any TSA numbers or anything like that?
I'm not sure. PSA, what is,
no,
what is that?
TSA, you know, so you can get ahead of the line if you had a number, like when
you go through
security. Okay, no problem.
No.
Just making sure we had a place to enter that. Your hotel accommodations are going to be at the Hershey Lodge. It's a standard king room. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. You only need one room.
Yes.
And now we do have optional game seat tickets. Don't have an idea where those the seats are located, but do you already have your game tickets for this particular game?
No.
Would you like to purchase? We do have tickets available. They're $229 per person.
That didn't include the tickets?
It doesn't include. That's an optional. It's optional if you want to add on, because a lot of people have their own tickets for the game. But if you don't, we do have them to sell, to add to the package.
$229 a piece.
That doesn't include the tickets?
No, this includes your flight,
okay.
Your hotel,
yeah,
the museum.
And we want two tickets on the 50-yard line.
I am going to put, listen, I can request... We're going to do our best request. Now, do you actually want on the 50-yard line, Mr. Hawkins?
Sure.
She
said, do you actually want on the 50-yard line?
Yeah. No, we'll sit where the Auburn people sit.
Oh.
Which is in the end.
Okay.
Now, I can put in a request if that's where you would like to get you as close to that as possible, Mr. Hawkins. That is not a problem.
Okay.
We just try to do it if we have it available.
He just said he wanted to make sure that we were sitting where
the
Auburn people were sitting.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. So.
Get it as high up as you can.
Yeah, did you hear that?
And he wants to be as high up as possible?
Yeah.
That's what he said. How come?
Okay. I aim to please. I'm going to put it in there for you.
He says he can see better from there than he can down low. And, yeah, as close to the 50-yard line as you can and still leave us with the Auburn people.
Okay. I'm going to put all that on there. No, listen,
right.
I'm going to put nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you might as well get as close
That's
to what you would like as possible.
Yes.
Not a problem. I have included that.
And the tickets are $229.
Yes, it would be $229 per person.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, would you like to go to the morning tour or the afternoon tour?
Of the museum?
Yes, ma'am.
What day is it on?
What day is it on?
I think it's Friday.
And that is the...
Oh, let me look real fast for you. And make sure I have the date right for you. This is in September. I'm sorry, one moment.
Okay.
That Friday, that's the 17th.
Friday the 17th?
Yes, ma'am.
17th.
Morning will probably be better, wouldn't it?
Okay, morning.
Yes, because it's a gardens tour, so you may want to go to the morning one. Okay,
yes.
So you would like to go in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What time?
What time is the morning tour?
We don't have that information just yet. But
okay.
Evidently we're going to have two sessions, so you prefer to go in the morning.
Yes.
Not a problem. Wait a minute. It's two. No, wait, hold on. Let me see. We have the Hershey Story Museum. That's Friday morning. And then we have the gardens. That's in the afternoon. So let me make sure. So would you like to go to the gardens or the, I guess we're going to have two different tours. So with that being said, you would like to go to the gardens early and maybe go to the, okay, that sounds fine. Let me get that together. So you're going to go to the garden in the morning. Okay. And then the museum will be in the evening. I believe it's the same day because it says Friday. So I have you going to, you're requesting to go to the Hershey Gardens in that morning and then the Hershey Story Museum that evening, that afternoon.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Would you like to receive a travel insurance quote from TravelGuard to protect your travel package investment?
Would you like to have insurance to assure your travel package?
Now, I always, yes, you like the quote? Okay.
How much, how much is it?
Now, that I'm not sure. It's just the quote to just tell you how much it would cost to purchase travel insurance. I also like to suggest for our fans to check with their major credit card as well to see if they have a better deal with that as well.
Okay.
So, but I'm going to have them send you a quote as well.
Okay. Will that be by email?
Yes, ma'am, it will be.
Okay. And I guess when you get the time on the tours, that'll come as well.
It'll come later.
Yeah.
All right, give me one moment. All right. Okay. Do you or anyone in your party have special needs or mobility issues that we should be made aware of?
No.
I didn't think so. If he wanted to go as high as possible, I'm assuming Mr. Hawkins is ready. All right.
Mr. Hawkins is ready.
Not a problem.
He's an Auburn alumni. There's his dad was a graduate there. He's a graduate there. His sons are all graduates from Auburn. So
that's outstanding. Sounds like a legacy to me.
Yeah, he is very proud of that.
Sounds like a legacy. Congratulations. That is wonderful. All right.
Yes.
So now we get into the ending of this tour. So let's see. I have reservations for Mr. Samuel Hawkins and Miss Sarah Hawkins / Flack. It's a 3-night air package. We leave on the 16th of September. We arrive back home on the 19th. The air transportation will be with Southwest from Birmingham to Baltimore. Your hotel accommodations will be at Hershey Lodge with a standard king room. You have also selected a reserve seat game ticket, and I've put all of your requests. Hopefully we can get you everything that you requested, nothing venture, nothing game. And then we also have the Hershey Gardens tour, which you are selecting for that morning, and then the Hershey Story Museum, which you're requesting for that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that brings your reservation total to $3,014 and no change. Okay.
$3,014.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to confirm that I have the address correct. I have your address as 707 2nd Street Southeast in Coleman, Alabama, and that's 35055. I also have your contact phone number is 256-347-9163.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to check the email. The email address I have is going to be S as in Sarah, then Beth, B-E-T-H, and then Flack, F as in Frank, L-A-C-K, @gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Now, at this time, Ms. Hawkins, we are requesting a deposit of $500. And you said on your husband's card, it just shows that Sam R. Hawkins. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right.
Now, I have a couple of questions. What
yes, ma'am.
What time does the flight leave Birmingham?
Now, we don't have that information yet. Usually, once we get we get closer to the date, we request airspace. Once we know the air, what time the once the airlines tell us what time we can set off, then that is when we go ahead and we get that information out to our fans. It's usually more. It's not on short notice. It's not like the day of. Hey, get here. It's not like that.
Yeah.
They give you more warning than that. Let you know what time we're departing from Birmingham.
And the second question was. You mentioned a, I think you called it a game party or pre-game
yes, ma'am.
Party.
All that will be in the final itinerary, and they will email that out to you, Ms. Hawkins.
Okay.
I just don't have those details. It's not nailed down just yet because it is in September. Although time is going flat fast, we'll be in June before we know it.
I know.
Okay. So, did you have any other questions, Ms. Hawkins?
I haven't yet.
We're just making sure there's no more questions. I'll get to the cards, Mr. Hawkins. He's excited. I understand. What type of card will you be using today, Ms. Hawkins?
I'm a 62 graduate.
He said he's a 1962 graduate of Auburn University.
Wow. Outstanding.
He also had more Eagle.
Outstanding. Yeah, well, then you know y'all got to put it down on Penn State now. You know you can't just go up there half-stepping.
Oh,
y'all got to come all the way out.
Yes, ma'am. We can do that.
Mm-hmm. What type of car would you be using today? I'm sorry, ma'am?
Never mind. I can Google that. I was thinking what kind of temperature would we be looking at
in September? Yeah, you would have to Google that to see historically what would it be around that time.
Yes. Okay. And now are you ready for the card number?
Whenever you are, ma'am.
All righty. It is a Capital One.
Is it a Visa or MasterCard?
MasterCard.
MasterCard.
Thank you. Go ahead. I'm ready.
5466309672. 7218-8233.
And the expiration, please.
325.
Okay. And may I please have the security code on the back of the card?
It is 801.
All right. Now, just for security purposes, would you repeat that number one more time just to ensure I keyed it in correctly, Mrs. Hawkins?
Yes. 5466309672188233.
That's what I have. And you stated on your husband's card, it's just going to say Sam, and then R for his
Sam,
middle initial,
yep.
And then Hawkins. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then I have your expiration is March 2025 and the security code 801.
Yes.
All right. Is it okay for me to charge $500 to this card?
Sure.
Do you want to pay all of it or just the $500 deposit?
Well, we better, in case something comes up.
Okay. Let's just do the $500 deposit in case, like you said, in case something were to happen. Okay.
I understand. Let me go ahead and I'm going to process that payment. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right. If you're ready, Ms. Hawkins. I have your confirmation number, but I'm also going to email the documents to the email address you provided, which is sbethflack@gmail.com. If you're ready.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
All right. Your confirmation or reservation number will be 45964.
64.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's a short. Okay.
No problem. Now, please make sure you check the the confirmation page that I sent to you. Make sure that I have everything that you requested. If there's anything incorrect, please give me a call back so I can make those corrections. If you'll notice on your confirmation page under the ticket, I do have your request. Would like to sit on the Auburn side and would like to be high and close to the 50-yard line.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So please make sure you look over everything. Make sure I have everything correct. If you need anything, I'm sorry, ma'am.
You said if we have any questions or whatever to call you back.
You sure can.
Do you just a member or do we call and ask for you?
You can call and ask for me. I'll be happy to assist you again. Any one of my agents should be able to assist you, but if you want to speak to me directly, just ask for me. I'm here.
And what's your name?
Alisa.
Does that start with an A?
Yes, ma'am.
A-L-I-S-A?
A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Oh, A-L-Y-S-A.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty spelling.
Thank you. Is there anything else I may help you with today, Ms. Hawkins?
No, ma'am.
All right.
You've been fun to talk to, Alisa.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for calling Auburn Tiger Travel. Enjoy.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.